Okay. We were speaking about how important it is, the young generation. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Medrash in Eicha, Sanhedrin goes into Galus, Shechina is staying in Yerushalayim. The Mishmaros Kainim Leviim go into Galus, Shechina is staying in Yerushalayim. The Tinoikas, which he says, is the Ne'orim Loimdim Ebeis Rabbam. When they go into Galus, so then the Shechina says, I'm going with them. They're so precious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares so much about young people learning Torah. And if a person doesn't understand it himself, we bring the pasuk in Yeshaya, and the pasuk says, "Kol Beis Yisrael is the kerem of Hashem. Yish Yisrael aproti is the etz yokor, the precious tree." And every person himself, even if he doesn't know who he is, so he doesn't realize what he's capable of. He doesn't realize that, you know, that he might end up becoming tzaddik v'goyin. He might end up becoming asher oved Hashem muflag b'torah v'yira. He might becoming a big baal tzedaka. There's so much that can become of this person. He doesn't even realize it himself what he's capable of becoming. But he still has to realize that it's there. So now we're up to the new paragraph. Lo yishanu oimrim bazeh. I don't have my new copy in front of me. Where is what page? Lamed Gimel. Lo yishanu oimrim bazeh. Lamed. You have the old copy? No. The old copy. Vintage. That's vintage. Loishanu oimrim bazeh. Not that we are saying she'ein chiluk ben achshoras nar lenar, that there is no difference between different people. There's no difference between the hachshara. Hachshara is the capabilities, the koiches. The hachshara is how capable everyone is. There's differences. We're not saying that there are no people that were born talented. There are people born talented. The Chassam Sofer we were talking about as a very young boy already was in the yeshiva of Rav Nosson Adler at the age of 14 years old. That's like, there was no one else 14 years old in the yeshiva. The Malamed took this boy to Rav Nosson Adler and said, listen, this kid is beyond me already. The Vilna Gaon, at 6 years old, the Malamed said, I taught him everything I know. I can't. The Vilna Gaon was beyond. Yeah, there are people that definitely, that they were beyond. Rav Hershela from Krakow as a young boy was already showing super brilliance. The Rebbe of Hershel. Rav Chaim Oizer, they say, was capable of writing two tshuvas at the same time with each hand. Now, that's like, you know, these are people that are, you know, capable writing two tshuvas simultaneously, two different hands, Rav Chaim Oizer. You're talking about super, super brilliance. There were people like that. Sarah Bochber was able to look at a tree and tell you how many apples there were on the tree just by looking at it. His mind was so fast that he was able to do it like that. So there's people like that. Even the Pia Setzner Rebbe himself, when he was born, his father right away said, this is a special neshama, special kid. So there are definitely people that are born, you know, with gifted. They're people born gifted. So we're not coming to say ein chiluk bein achshara nar lenar. Rak, what are we coming to say? She'ein anu yoidim lehachlit be'inyone ha'achshara ve'loimer me'roish ma'yia mishpat hanar kishe yigdal. We are not prepared, capable of saying originally when someone has a lot of gifts what that is going to amount to. What type of contribution he is going to give? Ki yeshnam talmidim shakishroin oseyem skurois. There's some people that there's everything they have is locked up. The ne'elamos, and it's hidden mehem. Ad shelo yu'uman alav shuyeh gadol b'Yisrael. No one would believe about him. He's going to be a gadol b'Yisrael. No one would believe it, because it's all been locked up. Hin b'toyro, hin b'tzidkas avoido, all that stuff. And as a kid, he's showing nothing special. No signs of any greatness or anything like that. He's just a regular kid. V'kishe yigdal, but when he gets older, v'hine lepele v'chol makirov. It's unbelievable to everyone that knew him. Lefaneinu ish gadol, asher kulam lefnei roim erkoi yikano. Everyone, in front of his greatness, his exaltedness, everyone bows. Lefnei gduloso yisbatlu, and everyone feels insignificant in front of his greatness. And he just was like the regular guy. It's Yankel Am Ha'aretz. Is that what it's called? Written by A.B. Rottenberg. Yankel Am Ha'aretz. Right? It's a song. It's a cute song. I don't think necessarily it's a true story, but it's a cute song about this. Kenny's Am Ha'aretz. He was the lo yutzloch. He was the shlamazel. He was doing everything wrong. Could never get it right. And the Rebbe sent him off to yeshiva, and before you know it, he became Yankel Talmud Chacham. No one would believe that this is, you know, how could we have been such fools? Not he's the fool, we're the fools. Why didn't we see it? I always say it's a true story. It's not, his name wasn't Yankel. His name was Naftali Tzvi. It was Naftali Tzvi, who was mamish, the shlamazel of the family. And he couldn't learn nothing. And, you know, the family was a very erudite family. They were big Tamid Chachamim. They were a very famous, prominent family. Their last name was Berliner. Famous family. And he was mamish. He was the nobody in the family. But something changed. And he put out a sefer. And the family didn't believe it was him. They couldn't believe it. It's not Shaykh. He just doesn't have these koiches. He doesn't have these kishroinas. It can't be. And then he put out another sefer, and another sefer, and another sefer, and it was unbelievable. And they're classics. These svarim are classics in Klal Yisrael. Hamik Dovar is a classic sefer. Hamik Shaila, Chedushei Netziv, Merumei Sodeh. He's pounding out svarim. He's the Netziv. He became Rosh Yeshiva of Elazhin. And I'm telling you, they were laughing at him when he was a kid. Laughing at him. There was a kid by the name of Pesach. And even when he wasn't a kid, he was already an adult. He was already married with children. And they were laughing at him. He couldn't learn. Nothing. It was pathetic. There are these young boys, 15, 16 years old, that were like, everything he was saying, they were telling him, it doesn't make any sense. They were slugging him up left and right. It was garnished. And then something changed. And he became Rav Pesach Pruskin. He had his own yeshiva. He had one of the most amazing Talmidim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, is a Talmud of Rav Pesach Pruskin. And you read in the Hakdama to the Sefer Chedusha of Pesach, the entire story is there. But how the Pashit couldn't learn. He was a laughing stock. My Zayda learned in yeshiva with him. My Elta Zayda. So he couldn't learn. How could it be Moshe Feinstein's Rebbe? Moshe Feinstein is going to go in him. Because something changed. It's not true. It's a mistake. There's people out there, you look at them and they look like absolutely nothing special. There's nothing like remarkable about them at all. There's people in this room that are probably thinking about themselves, I am not remarkable. I am not going to be that person. It's just not possible. You cannot say that because you cannot know that. And if a person allows himself to be open to the possibility that maybe it will be me. Maybe I'll be the one that people said about him. When he was younger, he was like a regular guy. I mean, he went to Center's Yeshiva and everything. And now look at him. Do you believe a guy from Center's Yeshiva is over there? That's what he's saying. You can't decide right now that you are not that person. Well, the hepech, kama neshamos gedolos shayu ruyos lahayir es einei Yisrael nevdu ayodeshes rashlu b'avodasa minureyam. There's a lot of big neshamos, brilliant minds that contributed nothing to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because everyone's talking about how brilliant they are, how brilliant they are. Where are they? Nowhere. Because they don't know how to work hard. They never work. They have no work ethic. So Al Shein Srashlu, because they were lazy. Babadasa Minoreim. Everyone's telling them how great they are, wonderful. Everyone's giving them a pat on the back. And you got this one kid who he's been busting his chops since he's a little boy, and he's pushing it, and he's working hard, and he's the one who's going to make it there. There's a very famous mashal about a race between the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise is the turtle, and the hare is the rabbit. Now, we all know that rabbits are much faster than turtles. And there was this race between the tortoise and the hare. And we're familiar, I hope that most of you are familiar with this story, and it's the turtle that won the race, because it's slow and steady wins the race. The hare is all okay. He's the one everyone's sure. Everyone's got their bets on the hare. So, you know, he doesn't have any work ethic. But the turtle just keeps on pushing himself. And he's going, and he's going. You know, we mentioned last week that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a boy in his class, said he was the worst kid in the class. Well, he probably worked pretty hard, even just to keep up with his class, if he's the worst kid in the class. And he never stopped working. He never stopped working. And that's why he became who he is. So we have a lot of people out there that have tremendous amount of talents. And what does it amount to? Nothing. It's potential. Potential is like a Greek word for you're a nobody. That's what it is. It's got a lot of potential. Shkoyach. It doesn't mean anything to me. So it doesn't mean just because there's people that were given gifts that are gifted and other people that are not gifted, doesn't mean the gifted ones are the ones who are going to be more successful. Doesn't mean that in any way. Gam ata ben Yakir, so to you. Im ke hisrash lusam tisrashel. If you also are going to be lazy the way that they're lazy, ves kishroinoi secha asher atzurim b'cha, and all of your kishrin, your intellect that is locked up inside of you, me beli asher targish oisam, and you don't even feel it, you don't even know it. Chas v'shalom te'abe. You're going to let it be lost. So then what happens? Lo nar bilvad shichata. You have to know something. It's not only just a young boy who, you know, am I going to push myself a little harder? Am I not? Am I going to give up? Am I going to work? I say, okay, so, you know, I'm just like just one of a teenager. Lo nar bilvad shichata. It's not just that you are destroying, you're being mashchis a nar. Rak efshar go'oin Yisrael v'tzadik bal madrega. It could be, look yourself in the face and say, it could be that this person I'm staring at is meant to be a tzaddik, bal madrega, go'oin ha-go'oinim l'kal Yisrael. And I'm the one that's not letting it happen. Chas v'shalom ibadata. You're causing him to be lost. It's Yedua about the Stipler going. Stipler himself also wasn't a big Baal Kishrin. And when he was younger, his parents were like Avad Eitzes, like gave up. Okay, we tried enough already, so let him go to work. Let him just go to work. Okay, at least he'll make nice shoes. And the Stipler overheard the conversation, and he begged his parents for another chance to be for yeshiva. And the Kilis Yankov, classic. We're talking about, these are the classics of Klal Yisrael, because this is the amelus, the sweat, the blood, the tears that went into these farm. So it's just a kid. It's just, you know, okay, it's not working. It wasn't just a kid. It's the entire Stipler. And if the Stipler wasn't the Stipler, Reb Chaim Kanievsky would not be Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And we almost lost it. because if the kid would have given up on himself and said, I'm just not cut out for this. I'm not enjoying this. I'm not good at this. Just let me do something else. Then Klal Yisrael would look totally different today. Totally different. And you have to look yourself in the face and say, you know, that could be me. I could be that person. So am I really living up to my own calling? And if you're giving up on yourself, you're not only causing damage to yourself. You're being poigeya. You are causing a wound to all of Klal Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Shechina himself is moaning. The Shechina himself is groaning. Lemor, Siftu Shamayim Malcheyem. Say a hesped, a eulogy. The Shamayim. Afa'oretz umaloyoy. Limar Yivkun. Cry bitter tears. I had so much here that was lost. Oilam Liborasi. I created this world. V'lishkun b'soicha kivisi. I wanted to dwell in this world. I wanted that the Kvod Shamayim should be brought out in this world. G'doli Yisrael v'avodei atzdikim asher shachanti bo yamshichu. The G'doli Yisrael, my holy servants, as shchinasi bo yamshichu, are going to bring my shchin here, v'es gadlus shmi b'soicha yagdishu. They want to bring out the godless of Shem Hashem. V'es devorai l'kulam yashmiu. And everyone will hear my words because of them. And to my avoida, they're going to be able to draw everyone. They're going to be able to bring everyone into my avoida. And this young boy comes. I've been waiting for this neshama. I've been waiting for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I'm waiting. Just make the move. Just do it. Put it into gear. Put it into overdrive. Push yourself. You can do this. I'm waiting for you. You're the one. And he just bailed out. Just chickened out. It's got a little bit difficult. Ve'eved asheres kvoidi yaktish. He could have been my servant. Could have been mekadeshem shamayim v'yishkoin me'iti bita. He deprived me of it. Regel meragle kise kvoidi. A leg of the kisei hakavod, asher ba'aretz nigda, he cut it off, he amputated it. V'chelek shchinasi min ha'olami nigrash. We think of it sometimes as, you know, it's optional. Greatness is optional. Becoming someone big is optional. It's like, okay, you know, if I decide to do it, so then I'm, you know, yay for me. If I don't decide to do it, it's my, you know, prerogative. It's not that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us here for a purpose, and he's waiting for that. And he's desperate for that. We're in a situation where Klal Yisrael needs special people. We need people that can inspire. We need people that can bring out Kvod Shamayim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for it. And he's waiting for you. Na'are u'bechure Yisrael. Oil gadol hutal al tzavarechem. It's a pretty big yoke. It's an oil on your shoulders. Achrayis gedoyla. Gedoyla v'rabba harbe min daitachem v'diyoyischem. It's even bigger than you can even imagine. Who are you? Es kol Yisrael tzrichem atem lahamid. You have to establish the entire Klal Yisrael. Chasidov, tzadikov, goinov, chachomov, mehem, mekem lahoitzi. The future of Klal Yisrael is here in this room. Is this generation? Is these boys? What is it? It's the chasidim, the tzadikim, the goinim, the chachomim. They gotta come from here. Af his galus shchinas uzoi, the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shchina, viskarvus bias mashichoi, the bringing closer Mashiach tzidkenu. B'yedchem nitanu, it's in your hands. The future of Klal Yisrael, the destiny of our people, is in your hands. That's a lot. Ha'im tirtzu shechas v'shalom ne'rokev b'golos. Do you want us to chas v'shalom rot away in this golos? Just keep going the way we've been going. Because, you know, if we just want to be like everyone else, we're just going to keep the same golos mentality. Something's got to change. Something's got to give. Someone's got to step out of that. Someone's got to be above that. If we're not going to be above it, we're just going to be like, I just want to be like everybody else. So then nothing's going to change. And then we're going to rot here in this golos. Ein roya. Without any direction. Loi navi v'choyze. We have no prophets. We have no calling. V'im gam yasher be'einechem she'be'oidenu b'golos chas v'sholom. And if you're okay with the Golas, okay, look, you know, Klal Yisrael's not being persecuted. I mean, it's not like, you know. And if you become complacent with the Golas, it's getting worse. Okay? It's not getting any better. And we're going to keep, like, slipping lower and lower. And you, the future generation. Gam goin, gam tzadik ha'oimid beperetz legalis ikdushas Hashem elokin chas v'shoim lo yimotze. I'll call Elias apik Hashem. If no one here is going to step up and he's going to try to like mind the gap, there's huge gaping holes in our kovet shamayim. Someone's got to take care of that. Someone's got to fix that. Someone's got to step up and be above what else is going on around him. If you're not prepared to do that, so then nothing's going to come of this generation. Because you're the future. Everyone can rely on his friend and say, of course, G'doli Yisrael we need. Meshar ha-bachurim zulasi. Let him be the G'dol B'Yisrael. Or him be the G'dol B'Yisrael. I'm going to support him. That's what I'm going to do. He's going to do the hard work. I'm going to go business. Sure, I work hard in business too, but you know, it's obviously a whole different type of thing. I'm supporting him. I'm all behind G'dol Yisrael. Yeah, let him do it. Yitzmachu, let him grow from somewhere else. Va'ani, es Rachel, ves Atel. I'm going to be lazy. Aval im lehis Rachel. If you think that you could choose the lazy route, gam chavercha kamoche is Rachel. Your friend also is going to be lazy. They rely on you. Everyone is going to rely on each other. What's going to happen? Am Yisrael, what's going to be with? What makes Klal Yisrael special is our Chachamim. Hashchina Kadosh Matei Aleha. Who brings Shechina to the world? The Chachamim. Na'ar u'bachur Yisrael, lo yimei Torah. Learn Torah. V'doy reishas Hashem, Kegodol kakotan, and search Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Search out for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call echad mikem hachoyv muto. On every single one of us, there's an obligation. Legalois mikirboy es nishmas Yisrael, to bring out from inside of us our neshama. Velas he says atzmoi laamud. Make yourself a pillar of the community. You're an amud. Asher beis Yisrael yishan alav, that Klal Yisrael is resting, is relying on. Ein bachem af echad. There's no one here. Asher yuchal liftor es atzmoy min achrayis hazois. That can patter himself from the achrayis. Every person has to expect of himself something amazing. Something out of the ordinary. Something phenomenal. Klal Yisrael needs that. We need exceptional people. There's a lot of people that are run-of-the-mill. They're not helping. If anything, they're causing the problems because we're slowly sliding downward. We need people who are above all of that. We need people that can be leaders. And every person has to look at himself and say, I'm capable of this. I am capable. I just have to want it enough and work hard enough to do it. I want to tell you a fascinating study. And this is a study which is like nothing to do with Ruchnius, which we're going to put above, like a whole pedestal above this. They gave IQ tests to African Americans, black people. And they had two different groups. One group of 100 and another group of 100, picked randomly. And the IQ tests were identical. The only difference in the IQ test was on one group of 100, before the test, they asked them a question, are you black or are you white? It's the only difference. The other one wasn't asked that question. Now, when a black person sees the question, are you black or are you white? They think, are you smart or are you stupid? Because white people think all black people are stupid. So when the black person looks at that question, and he circles, I'm white, I'm black, right? What he's thinking is, you think I'm stupid. You think I'm stupid. Well, listen to this. This test, yeah, I saw the results of the test brought down by an African American. The people that were asked the question beforehand consistently did worse on their IQ test than the people that were not asked the question. Because if you think I'm stupid, I'm gonna be stupid. The moment I get in my mind that this is too much for me, I can't do this, I can't. You give me that subliminal message that you're stupid, I'm stupid, then all of a sudden your mind shrinks. And you can't figure out the answer. And the moment a person is like convinced that he's stupid, can't do it. But if you convince someone that they're smart, they can do so much better. So we're looking at ourselves and we're saying, I'm nobody special. Well, guess what? You will be nobody special. That's your self-fulfilling process. Because if you tell yourself, I can't do this, you can't. But if you tell yourself you can do this, so then we're just talking, you know, that's just on the regular realm of pure intellect. You're capable of so much more. And then we bring in the fact that a person that tries hard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him extra siyata d'shmaya, and itaka is capable of things that he never, that itaka not shayach. Things that are beyond him. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him extra koiches. So there's a guy over here, he looks like a zero, and all of a sudden you see he's not a zero, he's a superstar. What happened? There was a switch. That switch happens inside of us. That switch is the courage to believe in yourself and to accept that responsibility. Because it's much easier believing I'm just a regular guy, I'm just going to have a regular good time, you know, and it's like, don't expect anything more from me. Because no expectations means no obligations. If we have the courage to believe that we are capable and we're ready for that responsibility that it brings, it's a whole new game. It's a whole new situation. Totally unlocking kliches that we're like, no one saw. No rebbeim, no parents, no one. They were hidden. We didn't know themselves. There's only one way to do it, though. It's to really believe. You got to look at yourself and say, I can do this. I'm prepared to do this. And then with Siyata Dishmaya, Klal Yisrael's future will be destiny of Klal Yisrael will be altered based on what we're doing. Because we can make a change. We can be Makar of the Gula Shleima. We could bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. All we need is the desire.